scattered all over his desk. And he would study each and every one of them to try to find out what was God saying in that message. And then he would turn and look out his window and bask in the presence of his Heavenly Father for hours and hours. And when he came through at that time, his Heavenly Father would give him the direction that he needed to go in, and he knew the message he was to give. Love the Lord your God with your whole heart. There was a time when I was preaching in a little home church, and Paul and Mary were present. Intimidated. And after the service, we're having snacks and such, and I asked Paul what he thought about what I said. And his response was, "Well, I would not have said it that way. Nor would I have used that scripture. Nor would I have used that practical example." Sweat or not. Oh my gosh, what have I done? But I have heard others say it that way. And for the most part, there was no heresy present. Paul was that way. He would sort through all the traditions of ways people interpret scriptures and take it to his quiet place with God. And God would reveal his heart to him. Love the Lord your God with your whole heart. Now Mary loved God in complete abandon. It would not matter if the worship leaders were singing Handel or Hillsong. She was in worship. She would enter into a place that sometimes we wondered if she was still there. As she grew older, it became quite a bit of a concern whether or not she was still there. There was one time when we had difficulty returning her to the present, and she said to us, she goes, "Why did you bring me back? I was singing with the angels. I was at the gates of heaven. It was wonderful. Why did you bring me back?" She had been carried away by the Spirit. She believed she was singing with the angels. And I believe that too. You could tell by the way it looked in her eyes. Love the Lord your God with your whole heart. Now the other parts of the legacy of Paul and Mary is the reason why you are here today. I don't need to speak of this part. You know them. You were touched by them. Each and every one of you here have experienced their compassion, their affection, and their outpouring of godly love. May their life together be an ongoing example to us. Love and worship Him who set us free. Love one another until their jaws drop, and then love them some more. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being present with us today. And I'd be remiss to not acknowledge George Mims and the wonderful worship team you put together. I can see Mary sitting inside. Just in worship. These are her favorite songs. Live your life in the example they set before us. Redeemed.